Fred comes up pretty good, and he should have won the race, but then they put in his strange little horse here. He didn't speak English, he was an Irish. He didn't know he wasn't supposed to win. Okay, Presta 2, that's what we use when we have a divergence of total energy from different tracks. Okay. On the sustain, which we're not going to pay much attention to, we still get our counter energy, of course. That would be show in place. In this case, he came in fourth because that stupid bearing got him. Now, the next graph. Okay. That's the way the race should have ended up. You just had to reverse those two. 36 reds should have held on, didn't. The ride, he got pushed out too early. But if he got the winner in the place right in the top two, what more do you want? I mean, what can we do for you? Except take your money to the track? Go to Brazil for you? There you go. So I thought we'd show those, start off with, to see the power of this program. Plus, when the horses start moving, it'll even be more impressive. And we got it in color. For a few dollars more, you can color, and each of those horses have a different color horse next to it. Red, green, yellow, blue, pink, magenta, whatever. You can choose. And you see, oh, I've been on the red horse. Watch him go across the field. It's more fun at night. And snow, most of you live in weather where they have snow and windstorms and you have to see all that. Listen, if you're too old for sex, this is the next best thing. It's fun. It is fun. I do this by the hour.
You're going to need glasses, huh?
Yeah, I don't need glasses. I'm just doing this. I have them anyway, but
you don't need glasses for sex, do you?
They just get them broken. Any,
like that up.
Just any questions you have? Speak free. Come turn the lights on. Maybe they'll speak more freely with the lights on. Any questions on this program? This program is going to be your very own tomorrow. And we didn't bring the disc, not because Dick Smith failed to try, but Jimmy's power went out in Tulsa when he sent the master, and he only got half of the program on it. He didn't know his power went out. So they will be sent to you even as we speak. Jay is, well, not right now. She was assembling them. Oh yeah, she's doing it. It's 4:50. She's doing it right now. Putting them in envelopes.
No, she's not, Howard. You're here. She's gone home.
Okay, turn it off then, Spencer.
The boss is still
there. All of you people that are on the airlines that haven't signed up, up the front desk, there's a pad. Sign up about when you want to go back, because there's going to be a lot of people going at the same time, and they're going to arrange to have enough vans to cover it. So please go up and sign up at the first chance you get.
Yeah, no big, don't do it right now, but before the night's over, you might do that. They're very accommodating here. The airport's 300 miles away.
Central International.
When Bob Purdy found out how far the airport was, and the plane trip took 5 hours, he just pulled his little Corvette out of the garage and drove. The entire American police force has decided they will not try to chase his Corvette. Okay, no questions. Well, you see why we call this kind of this is Jim Bradshaw's, in my mind, which is, Dick Smith's already told you we're a little crazy and contrary. This is our mind simplified, if that's possible.
Or complicated.
So it's very simple to find out who's going to win the race. The only thing you can make a mistake on, there's two areas you can make a mistake on this, I'll warn you about them now. The first area is you have to determine which is the counter energy and which is the wind energy. And that's usually accomplished by a loosely knit pro hammer model, or if you use energy, the variable, or just plain common sense. Most often you will find your in-the-money horses on the opposite chart as you find your winner. Sometimes they'll all run the same style and you'll find them all on the same chart. You'll have to determine something for yourself. That should be easy. Anybody anticipate any problems with that? that too many weapons to tell you.
It's only on the IBM.
Well, yeah, I get your bad news in there. The other is that most of you won't believe it. Linear thinkers will not believe it. Now, you might have believed it. You wouldn't have believed about the Derby. Nobody else did. Unbridled coming up there. Second. And Mr. Frisky, that wonder horse in California, is going to be everybody so fast, coming up next to last. You got to believe it. This thing will override linear judgment so often that it will make your head swim. And you're going to lose a lot of money if you refuse to believe it, until you do believe it. Because it gets horses, as you'll see in your manual, beaten 8 lengths. And you say, that course can't win. That doesn't meet my qualifications. Well, what you do is expand your qualifications, because it does get in, providing the horse has essentials to win. This separates them out. It does not get every horse that was beaten 8 lengths. It only gets those specific ones that ran against the pace that made that 8 lengths negligible. It draws an internal limit on the number of lengths that allow a horse to be beaten, and all that sort of thing, which you don't need to know about. But if your regular programs actually agree with this, then you won't have any problems. When this disagrees with your regular program, I would suggest you all start out with a third bank, and bet, have a $2 bank. And when, then weigh what you're doing with this as opposed to what you're doing with where you have to make all the decisions. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be absolutely shocked. I'm constantly shocked every day. I run race after race after race for people, and I say, oh, come on, it can't get this one. Lo and behold, it does. We have the race that had the highest exact out here. We have a headline in the papers. One here. Galvin sent it to me. He didn't think I'd ever try to win that one. At any rate, when you go to the procedures, it has this headline on the Kansas City paper, long shot case, 1,658 exacta. And it goes on to tell about these horses couldn't win. Well, we bet the winner of that race yesterday came in third, so the horse is definitely justifying its improvement. And we'll show you how to scratch with it and everything else. Well, that'll be part of our final. You'll have some questions, believe me, on Sunday. Yes, sir. You already have one.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, is this cages a program in itself, or is it something you use in conjunction with?
This afternoon, you were here, weren't you? This afternoon, we had all the winners come in first or second, except one, and came in third. But when you put that through energy, this gentleman who had it, it came up first or second, I don't remember which. So, yes, it's designed for the masses as a qualifier, as a contender selector, for those who can't do it. And most people have a little difficulty. And then you should put the horses that it leaves. After you get a little more reasoned and sophisticated about it and understand it better, it's accepted. On those days when you don't want to spend much effort, I use it alone. And the payoffs are so high that if I miss... And remember, any horse in the top three is a very important horse. As Tom Grohammer says, if you put a horse in, don't be surprised if it wins. It doesn't matter what its rankings are. If you put him in, you obviously thought he was deserved to be in there. And if he's going to pay $80 and you think he's worth putting him in, you go betting without even putting him to the computer. Now, there's certain price ranges where you want him to have a little better than four. But when you use these qualifiers in your program, but here's the problem Jenny Butler made. She had to have her handicapping program pick these horses, one or two. And she lost a lot of money, but she didn't lose anything. She just didn't make the money she would have made if she'd taken this in preference over the program. Now, Tom will have a different philosophy on this. He will say, no, you've got to justify it. He's probably correct if you want to be a good handicapper. But if you just want to win, you know, you don't care whether you're a good handicapper or not. If you don't mind being insulted by James Quinn, then you just use this. Okay, onward and upward here. That's what you're going to get. Bad news is, Dick Schmidt whispered, it is only available on IBM and IBM compatibles. How many of you have an IBM or IBM compatible? How many of you don't, I guess I should say? go get one, won't you? On 3.5 or 5. The reason that for that, sirs, and just Dr. Jordan and you, I guess, you know, is that, hey, I know Dr. Jordan, he could buy yours for you too. He's a very important chiropractor. Very rich. So if you want to tap him for one, get two for the price of one, you can pay him back with your winnings. The future lies in being able to use the most sophisticated of algorithms fast, and to be able to scratch fast and look at many, many horses, many, many pace lines. You cannot do that on anything but an IBM computer. You could probably do it on an Apple Macintosh, but Jimmy ain't gonna program it for the Apple Macintosh, so there's your answer. And without Jimmy programming it, I'm sure not going to hire somebody and let him see the formula. See, the problem is, if the guy's a good enough handicapper...
Howard, it didn't run on a Mac.
I know it'll run on a Mac. Jimmy's not going to program it.
No, you can get a program to make your Mac run.
Okay, instead of paying $400 for an IBM, go about $3,000 on a Mac and we'll give you a converter. They do have conversions. And as time goes on, there'll be more and more conversions between Apple and Ben.
I was kind of assuming they already had the Mac.
Oh, did anybody have a Mac? Oh, there's always one. You just have a Mac?
I got an IBM.
Good. Yes, sir?
I have to ask you some questions. Is
sure.
Compatible and clone mean the same thing?
Yes. Pretty use the word clone in replace with compatible. We wouldn't dare not use it that way. Now, Dick will also tell you about printing out on this, what you have to have it printed out. VGAs or VCAs or something like that. It prints out out of a Toshiba 1000 or most IBM compatibles onto either an Epson or an IBM or a Citizen printer. There's no problem. Don't worry about it. If you can't print it out right away, let it make you $5,000 in a couple of weeks and then buy it when it fits. Believe me, I want to tell you, I wouldn't lie to you because I didn't get that horse better than third today. I have made, since I got this first, an energy. I made enough to pay for this, and I bet small. I'm a $20, $30 bet. I made enough to pay for this yesterday. And a strange track. Just think how I do in a track I understand, which is worse. I don't do that well. I really, you can't do anything. What we did yesterday, you just can't duplicate your own track. Because you know too much. That's pretty.
Well, you don't get the prices.
You don't get the prices, and you think you know everything about your track, so you eliminate people who are going to win. You don't do that when you go to a strange track. Everybody should go to a strange track. Okay. With that out of the way,
when you go to the Woodlands, you really go on the strange track.
Yeah, see how they are? The guys who live here are contemptuous. I'm contemptuous of what's sounding here. It's so easy. And the payoffs are so low. And Delmar is nice. And the payoffs are better. But boy, when you go to Jimmy takes me to his track. I come someplace like this, or we go to Saratoga.
River Down,
we made a cleaning. Oh, we did so well on it. And anywhere in Kentucky. These strange tracks are so much easier. Because you have no prejudices. Everybody builds up a horsey thing about their track. They know all about it. That's not true. You know more about the other guy's track. Unless you think you know. I mean, if you got it in your mind that you don't know, you can't play this track, then you're defeating yourself from the start. But if you walk into a new track and say, oh, like poor old Alexander, you know, he cried because there were no new worlds to conquer. He loved this business. If we could have got him as a client, the publicity alone would have been great. But remember, Alexander the Great joined the Sartre methodology, finding new worlds to conquer. Gosh. But poor old Al died. Several thousand years ago, so it was all right. Now,
it wasn't unexpected.
He was young. Drank too much lithium water, I guess. Where do we start off when we turn our computer? What's the first thing it asks us? Anybody? It asks us, we do a step-by-step procedure. It says, let's determine the class of these organisms. Is it in this manual? Or is it in the... Who told me where the class statistics were? In the white one? Well, they're in follow-up, but I think they're one of these manuals. At any rate, your top five in ties, in fact, your top five period in class are winning 86% of the races. Your top five in ties in A group B are winning 86% of your races. That's a unit.
Page 10.
Page 10 in which one? This one?
Yes.
Now that's the class lesson that Bob's going to use. Hoping you think of page 10 when you're doing that race. I guess it was just in the follow-up. It was in the Seattle manual. I just got back from Seattle. That's the statistic, and it shows you in open form just what they are. A nationwide study, we did 2,400 races, and we did years ago, we did thousands and thousands, and it's just stayed the same since 1975. So it's irrefutable. The man who has dedicated most of his energies to that is Bob Cochran, who will also tell you how to handle shippers from states where the state breads are not as good and all that sort of thing. He'll answer any questions that you have on class and APV, and he will use as an example, which is reading very swiftly.
I will.
Yeah, you'll use the phrase on page 10. If you care, if you wish to, you
know.
No, you're getting to stop doing it.
Okay.
What this is called, is a 121-40 lesson in APV in class. First, Bob can do his speech he does so well and so often in Chicago. About the importance of you understanding this. Now, I want to tell you something before we get started. Tom Rohrhammer doesn't use this, but he does something that is equivalent in his own mind. If you can do what Tom Rohrhammer does and get this down in your own mind without having to do this, fine, but I don't think you can. Anybody who can, come up and tell Tom, just say congratulations. But in the meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's do it the methodology way until touchdown.
APV class, because when I first met him 4 or 5 years ago, he told me that the top five APVs were winning 86% of the races nationwide, and I started to ask him other questions about APV, and he told me, why don't you check it out for yourself? And when he did this, I ended up doing a 3-year study on APV in class. Well, we didn't have class back at that time, but eventually we had class. A 3-year study on APV and its effects on picking contenders in Illinois. And what I was able to do was establish parameters in Illinois for horses using APV, which would tell me under which conditions a low number would win or could be eligible for win, or how high a horse could be when you could give them special consideration and go further looking for a baseline. We'll get deeper into this tomorrow, but there's no right or wrong way to use APV. There's a way you can use it optimally, and there's a way you can use it that's not so optimal, you know, a less proficient way. Okay, one of the first things you do, or can do, what I do when I handicap a race, is I'll do an APV, obtain a class number on every horse in the race. And I'll lay this to the side. Then I go back and I look at the race conditions and I classify the race. And I go down and I look at each horse and try to find a reason to make this horse a contender. Now as I'm doing this, I can refer to my APV numbers. If a horse has an expensive APV over today's purse, then I'm ready to make excuses for this horse when I'm looking for a baseline for this horse if he doesn't have a current one. Now, this is all relative in any field. There'll be races where APV is more predictive than class, and there'll be some races where APV is really not too predictive because most of the horses in the race are over 100% of today's purse. Then you would probably find more prediction in the class factor a part of your race. So what you want to do now, let's go to this ninth race at Hollywood Park. I believe that's the one that's got the APV numbers. Okay.
Page 10.
I separate all of my horses into what I call class clusters. High, low, and average, if you will. I do this for tracks that ship to my circuit also. So I know when a horse comes to my circuit, whether he's high, low, or average, and what his relationship is to the race that he's in today, and the horses that are in the race, what their relationship is to the conditions of the race. For instance, this particular race is a claiming price of $12,500. Now, at Hollywood Park, that would be considered a low race at a major track. At a minor track, this particular race would be an average class race. Okay, today's race is a low race. So I look down at Brulee's Antique, and I try to find where this horse either finished first, second, or third. Where did this horse earn its money? That's what ACV is all about, earning money at a certain level. And the class factor tells you how consistent this horse was at that level. So we look at Brulee's Antique, and this horse has no win, but he has some close seconds. He has a second at $10,000. He has a second at another second at $10,000, and a second.